And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. As we get closer to the election, these two subjects dominate the conversation. Each of my guests will discuss either business or politics, or both. My next guest represents the 35th Assembly District in the California State Assembly, which includes over half of Santa Barbara County, as well as nearly a quarter of Ventura County. We'll discuss his bid for re-election in the fall. Assemblymember Das Williams was elected to the California Assembly in November 2010. Das previously served as a member of the Santa Barbara City Council from 2003 to 2010. Das has been an active participant in numerous community endeavors. He served for years as a community organizer for CAUSE, a Ventura-based nonprofit, and headed the group's efforts to stop a proposed big-box retail development in Ventura. Das has served as a trustee of the Peabody Charter School. Until his election, Das served as a national board member for the National Organization of Women and taught at Antioch College in Santa Barbara, California. Prior to his public service, Das worked as a junior high school teacher, as well as a legislative aide to California State Assembly member Hannah Beth Jackson, also of District 35. Dan holds a master's degree in environmental science and management with a focus on water pollution, planning processes, and land use law from UC Santa Barbara's Bren School of Environmental Services. While in the Assembly, Das has focused on reforming the state budget, ensuring that California children have access to a world-class education, fixing the state's dysfunctional health care system, and protecting the environment, primarily through reducing our state's reliance on oil and coal. Joining me in the studio, hi, Das. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in and talking about your reelection. And I guess the place that I'd like to start, if I could please, is with an article that appeared in Friday's newspapers about a labor group who is calling for an explanation of a campaign contribution that you have allegedly received from Walmart. In fact, it's two campaign contributions totaling about $7,800. And they're calling for a complete and total explanation of that in about a week's time. So I wanted to start with that and say, first of all, what can you tell us about this that perhaps isn't already publicly known? And what is the next step for you?
When you are running for office and running for election, you don't agree with all of the folks who send you campaign funds 100% of the time. That's not possible. I don't even agree with my wife on a political issue 100% of the time. How am I going to agree with every one of the folks who helps you out? You have to have the sort of moral character to stick to your values no matter who's supporting you on the campaign trail. I've been opposed to Walmart and Ventura. I worked for 5 years against the Walmart that is now going in across the street. And I continue to be opposed to Walmart.
And why
and
is
so
that?
What I think would be, you know, what would be something that people could raise their eye about is if I changed my position on Walmart because of the contribution, but I haven't. I just don't think it's good for our economic mix. The two things that Ventura needs economically in terms of shopping is electronics and furniture. That's not what Walmart is doing. Those are the two categories that Venturans are leaving town to buy. And so if we wanted to increase the local economy, that would be what we would want, an electronics store or a furniture store. Walmart doesn't do that, and I have a problem with Walmart's labor record, how they pay their employees, and I don't think it's good for the long-term economy of Ventura. You know, what's interesting is you always know it's a bushwhack when someone sends a letter to the newspaper but doesn't send a letter to you. They send a letter to the newspaper with your name on it asking for an explanation, but they don't ever send the letter to you. We still haven't gotten a copy of the letter.
As of today.
Wow. Even though the VC Star received it yesterday morning or the day before. And the other interesting part is none of the other candidates that this labor group supports that have also taken money from Walmart, including my colleague in Ventura County, Jeff Gorell, or the governor, are they demanding the same thing of? So it's a personal vendetta from a small group of people against me for supporting a different candidate that they wanted to win for Senate. And I think that's pretty obvious to people who are familiar with the situation, and I hope people in the public are just aware of my consistent and unwavering support for working people, and that won't be affected by this.
All right. My guest is Das Williams, seeking re-election for the state assembly here in California. Das, just one follow-up question on that. Walmart moving in, it's a fait accompli. They are going to move in.
They're going to move
on
in.
Victoria, so there's no doubt
I lost that fight.
Well, it's not
I worked for 5 years, and I still maintain really close relationships with the activists that worked with me, but, you know, we lost that fight. They're going to move in. It might take another year, but the way that the manner in which we affected the debate is that Walmart is now not asking for any discretionary permits from the city. They're not going to expand the facility. They're not going to do all this thing because I think they've seen that Ventura is not all that enthusiastic about them moving in.
Well, I wasn't concerned about winning or losing. That wasn't what I was concerned about. I was going to ask you, though, about the numbers of people that Walmart will employ as a result of moving in on Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Is that not a good thing for our economy, especially with the state unemployment rate where it is today?
You know, it would be a good thing if Walmart decided to pay better wages and benefits. If you keep a workforce at a low number of hours, low wages, and then don't pay them benefits because you've kept them at a low number of hours, that is not a good thing for our economy because it's not enough money for someone to actually rent in Ventura. So what it inevitably does is makes people have to commute from elsewhere to come here, adding to our traffic nightmare as a city. And I think that's really important to note, that affects our economy detrimentally as well. So I would hope and I pray and plead to Walmart to pay good wages, but I'll believe it, you know, when it happens.
All right. So even part-time employment is not as desirable as unemployment. I guess that's what I'm getting at. I mean, getting people employed, whether it's part-time or not, then they can go out and find a second job if they need to pay the rent and things like that. That's what I'm getting at. Won't that help our overall employment statistics?
We have a finite amount of commercial space. And if Walmart didn't come in, someone else would. And those jobs would be inevitably better than those produced by Walmart. Now, all this is just a supposition. I'm assuming that they won't pay good wages based on the record. And so I hope that they would change their mind and pay Ventura, you know, pay enough that the jobs stay here in Ventura. My point is that when jobs are very low wage jobs, it doesn't tend to be Venturans who take those jobs.
I see. All right, my guest is Das Williams. He is running for the California State Assembly for this 35th district. And Das, let's change gears if we can for just a minute. You're out on the campaign trail right now. You're talking to people in all parts of your district. What do you see as the most important issues for Ventura County voters?
Well, I think that our economy is definitely the most important issue. And I want to stress quality over quantity. You know, it's a temptation in tough economic times to just take whatever you can get. But we have to be concerned about the long term. And that's why I've focused on two things. One is the green sector of our economy. I've pushed hard for bills that create funds for R&D, which has been a huge shot in the arm to our state's economy. The only part of our sort of industrial economy that is expanding is this sector. And I think that the Central Coast needs a piece of it. And I've worked with local business leaders to highlight the work that's already been done and make sure that people know that Ventura and Santa Barbara counties are open for business, in particular for green technology. And one of the cornerstones of that is what I would say is our most important indicator of long-term economic potential, which is not all the indicators that people tend to usually look at. I believe, and I think there's pretty solid evidence for it, especially in our regional economy, but I would say statewide, so our long-term economic health is going to be entirely determined by how many graduates that we produce as a state, particularly how many graduates in science, mathematics, and engineering.
All right. Now,
if you talk to most local companies, especially the ones that are producing the kind of jobs we really want, they'll say, yeah, I could handle less regulation and I could handle this kind of support. I could also need more housing for my employees. But the biggest thing, they always stop and they say, the most important thing is don't cut higher education funding. And the reason is because they are here because they have access to the greatest number of most talented, you know, folks just out of our UCs and CSUs, particularly in science, mathematics, and engineering.
All right, that's great. Now, Das, I want to come back and talk about green jobs for just a minute, because as I look at green jobs, we are trying to nurture not only environmentally green jobs, but also software jobs and things like that. And I'm puzzled, because green jobs in and of themselves don't produce the number of employees that other jobs do. And I'll give you an example. Instagram, which you're very familiar with, was bought by Facebook, $1 billion in market capitalization. Instagram had, at that time, 13 employees. General Motors, when it surpassed $1 billion, had 35,000 some hundreds right. of employees. So General Motors, the old school industrial, was hiring a lot more at $1 billion market capitalization than Facebook or than Instagram was when Facebook bought it. So are these green jobs actually going to produce the numbers of jobs that we need to help churn around the employment situation in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties?
Not in and of themselves. If you look at this very narrowly, that's not going to produce in and of themselves. But if you talk about all the manufacturing sector as a whole, that green jobs can lead the way on. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, one of the most needed products around the world, which at this point, which is the actual hardware behind alternative energy, if you're talking about installation as well, you're talking about many other types of jobs beyond just the technology and R&D. But technology and R&D are making Northern California recover at a rate much faster than the rest of the state.
With the infrastructure already in place. Silicon Valley existed before the crash.
That's right. But you know what? Rents here in Ventura and Santa Barbara County for commercial space is much cheaper than Silicon Valley and the Bay Area. And we have the backbone in terms of the internet sufficient to carry companies here. We have a beautiful location. We have the advantages that we should be able to get a piece of that. And that R&D and that technology jobs are making the Bay Area recover faster. I think we have all the advantages to be able to also have a piece of those kinds of jobs. And the other kinds of jobs that come out of proximity to institutions of higher learning are really important. I mean, the reason why Amgen is here is because it's equidistant from UCSB and UCLA. That's the reason why they chose the location. You have a host of, you know, small to mid-sized companies in Goleta, in Ventura, in Oxnard that are producing silicon products, are producing health technology items. And those are the kinds of things that we need to make sure that we support.
All right. My guest is Das Williams. He's running for re-election in the California State Assembly in the 35th District. Das, one more thing, since we'll stay on the subject of business if we can for just a minute. What can we do, or what can you do in particular, to help businesses from fleeing California, going to our neighbors in Nevada, Arizona, and Texas? And in particular, you brought up Amgen. Amgen's a great example. Although it's outside of your district, Amgen, one of the largest biotech firms in the world, and yet they've stated publicly that they will not expand in California. If any expansion is to be done by Amgen, it's going to be outside of the state of California. What can we do to make California and Ventura and Santa Barbara counties in particular more business friendly?
Well, one of the things that's been brought up time and time and again is that we need to analyze the economic impact of regulations before they go into effect. And we in the legislature really took that argument seriously, which is why last year the law took into effect this January. But now it is a requirement in state law that before a regulation goes into effect, that an economic impact of that regulation is studied and with alternatives, which is a really important aspect of, say, environmental regulation. Before you can build something, you have to study its environmental impacts and have alternatives. And This is now being part of the regulatory process for an economic impact.
And why wouldn't it be done before the bill was actually passed? I mean, wouldn't you want to know what those alternatives are before you're voting on a bill? Because the alternatives may strike it down after it's been voted in.
Well, proposed laws, bills, don't in and of themselves establish regulations. Bills establish sort of mandates. They establish goals, but they don't establish the route to them. Regulations are formed by the executive branch, by the governor's appointees and their employees. And that's where you have to get into the weeds and look at multiple paths to get to the goal. And, you know, I think that's true of a lot of the clean air and greenhouse gas emission regulations going through. There's ways that you can meet those mandates that hurt jobs, and there's a way you can meet those mandates that actually foster the growth of jobs. I'll give you an example. One of the examples that I think is underutilized in the state for reduction of greenhouse gases is we need to expand composting. Composting, you know, if you put organic waste into a landfill, that turns into methane because it's an airless environment. If you compost that, it becomes a reusable product, i.e. fertilizer, and CO2. And per molecule, methane is 84 times more potent of a greenhouse gas than CO2. And so we can dramatically reduce the amount of our impact on the environment simply by not throwing our food waste away, but instead composting that food waste. There have been many cities that now do that as part of their pickups weekly, and we need to expand that, and it's something that creates a lot of jobs.
And we're going to have to leave it there. My guest has been Das Williams, seeking re-election for the California State Assembly from the 35th District. Das, if you've piqued the interest of some of my listeners and they want to learn more about you, learn more about your campaign, where would you direct them to go?
Well, number one, I'd invite them to Google our website. We have a great campaign website. And number two, they can shoot me an email. Facebook me. I'm on all those new media organs. And lastly, if they have some need for some help from our office, please give us a call at our local office, 483-9808. We want to be able to help them if they have trouble with the state agency or if there's something that they have just a great idea that needs some to see the light of day.
That is great. Das, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest in studio. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great to be here.